Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. We're discussing what I think is an incredible breakthrough in the natural treatment of high blood pressure. Our guest, Steve Wood, president of Zona Health, he serendipitously discovered this principle while addressing his own high blood pressure problem, successfully got the better of it using the Zona device. And that's what we're talking about. We laid the groundwork for our discussion in part one, which you haven't heard. I suggest you go back and listen. So, Steve, you know, I'm going to ask a little bit of a devil's advocate question. Okay, this device works. They can order it from you, but, you know, say someone says, hey, that sounds great. I'm just going to get a, you know, tennis ball or a Spalding, you know, one of those pink rubber balls that people use to play stickball here on the East Coast. It's an East Coast thing. I don't think they play it that much on the West Coast.
Not here, anyway.
Yeah, because I grew up in L.A., and I didn't even know what a Spalding was until I went back to back east to go to school. But, you know, we used to have regular softballs. But, stickball, alley ball, that's a big thing here in New York. So you get one of these little balls, and you just squeeze it. Will that work? Will that lower your blood pressure?
You know, what it will do is it'll strengthen your grip, which is not a bad thing. But the answer is no, it really won't do anything for your blood pressure. We've found, and we've actually done research, the triggering point for your body is very specific. It's a narrow window, and you need to be inside that window. Since you're using a ball or something like that, if you could get a calibrated set of balls so that you could squeeze one to the maximum, and then you could take one at a certain percentage that you squeezed and kept it at that percentage for that 2 minutes, you might be able to find a workaround. But we've had people try towels and little squeezy hearts and little spring grips and all that, and with no significant change. There's just, you know, you want to see at least 2 or 3 millimeter drop just to say it's worth doing, and the answer is you don't get that. So it's unfortunate in a way. We'd be able to make these available around the world incredibly cheaply, but it takes some pretty specific technology to get you to be in that window. So I wish I could go that way, but I can't.
Yeah, it's a sophisticated device, and you know, I got to hand it to you because you've made it very user friendly, and you know, it is, as I said earlier, it's idiot proof. You can't go wrong, and the nice thing about it is that you can use it whether you're you know, a person with normal grip strength or whether your grip is feeble, or perhaps you have hand arthritis and you can't really produce the kind of poundage that a healthy middle-aged male could produce. So the question I have for you is, so how do we think it works? I mean, is this a biofeedback device where, you know, it produces a state of relaxation that, you know, you're kind of like mind over matter, like almost a way of getting you to reduce your stress levels? Or does this do something in a kind of a hydraulic way? Does it push back against the arteries and stretch them and expand them? Is it clear how it works?
It's partially clear how it works. One thing it is not is a biofeedback device. I mean, everything in the world has some biofeedback. If you look at a color, you're getting some biofeedback. But we actually, in clinical trials, we have a device that it works like the Zona Plus because it is a Zona Plus, but we've programmed it to take much lower stress levels. So the initial squeeze is the same, maximum squeeze, but you're holding it outside of that window I talked about, that narrow window. You're holding outside of that. Interestingly enough, when you do that and you run two arms of a study side by side, you get no change in the placebo arm using the device, looking at the screen and squeezing and sitting still for 12 minutes. So they're doing all the same activities, but without the same force. And there's no response. Whereas the response arm, the active arm, shows very large drops. So it's not biofeedback.
And it's not a placebo, because sometimes, you know, you tell people to do something, whatever, and they believe in it, and it, you know, kind of puts them in a nice relaxed state or state of positivity, and that could help blood pressure. But you're seeing no placebo effect, an effect with a placebo device that delivers less force.
Correct. So we know that it's a physical stress that's going on. Now, what we're doing is stressing the endothelial line, or there's muscles along your arterial wall. We're stressing that. It's called shear wall stress. So we're stressing that, and that's causing the changes that are going on. It's causing upregulation, which means increase in nitric oxide production, because the endothelium, when it's operating properly, makes nitric oxide in the body. When it's not, it makes less or none. So it's increasing that. The responses of the vagal tone, that is the part of your body that runs the autonomic or the automatic circumstances, you know, heartbeat and this type of thing, the autonomic nervous system is sympathetic, which means you're scared of what's around you. We call it twitchy.
So it's the adrenaline response. Yeah, fight or flight.
It is. It's fight or flight. So when your body is bent more than 50% to sympathetic, the outcomes in your health change dramatically. When it's bent more than 50% towards parasympathetic, which means you had a big glass of wine, a big red steak, you're talking to friends, and you're totally comfortable. So when you are bent that way, it has dramatic positive outcomes on your health and life. We can measure the change in the vagal tone within 20 seconds of you using our device as it switches from sympathetic to parasympathetic. So we know we're changing vagal tone. We know we're increasing the endothelial function, which is a major cause of hypertension. We know that we're changing distensibility, the flexibility of the arteries. Where some of the researchers are going now is they think that the biggest change is in the resistance vessels. That is where the artery and the veins come together. Imagine, if you would, the NCAA bracket where you've got 64
analogy.
Teams.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a choke point. There's a choke point at the end, right?
Exactly.
They can't all pass through that final four choke point.
Right. And so what you find is that the brachial artery, which is a major thoroughfare in your body's circulatory system, increases by over 10% in diameter inside of 4 weeks. Flexibility up 267%. You can sort of see how this will all cascade together to see your body go down. So that's what the Zona Plus is doing to you. The exercise that you're doing, as Zona Plus is guiding you through that, that exercise is causing your body to remodel, and that's what we're trying for.
Okay. Thank you very much for that March Madness analogy. That's very appropriate for this time of year. There's a bunch of research ongoing with this, because this isn't just one of these radio infomercial phenomena. This is actually attracting attention at the level of the NIH and among hypertension researchers. So what's happening on that front?
Well, what's happening is that initially, when I first got involved in this, there was one small study that had been done and published, and it was on a very small group of people. But it showed significant interest and possibilities. Some of those researchers thought, this might be interesting. They started looking at it. As the word started getting out, more and more researchers became interested. And why did they become interested? Well, number one attributable cause of death in the world. I mean, huge cause of strokes, huge heart cause of all these things, which means expenses. So, a stroke costs about $150,000 to an insurance company. And so if they can resolve this, it makes a difference. Anyway, as they started figuring out the possible benefits and it started spreading across the world, then we started getting more and more publications. And then once that became a little more popular, like it is in, any type of thing that becomes popular, some of the well-known people in the industry, those famous people that study high blood pressure started doing it, then institutions. So we ended up recently with an article by the Mayo Clinic saying they expect the Zona Plus to guide you into a 10% or greater drop in blood pressure. Last year we got the American Heart Association to put out, we didn't get them, they did it on their own, put out a publication saying, hey, look at this new isometric hand grip. It looks like it may drop blood pressure 10% or more. Journal of Hypertension doing the meta-analysis, and there's more than 25 published studies now. Now, on top of that, around the world, they're just finishing a study at the University of Berlin, Charité, Berlin, Germany, in that they find that triglycerides drop by 20+%, which we don't even know why yet. But that we find that that happens. We've got a major study going in Brazil. These are, and we're not paying for these. These are academics that are so curious and see such the big benefit to society that they're doing it. There's another major study going on in a combination of the U.S. and Canada, a smaller one at the University of Michigan. Well, it's not small, but smaller than the big one at the University of Michigan that's almost over, and I cannot wait for them to release the results. But so all of a sudden, we become popular. There's a large study in Belgium that's going on, and interestingly enough, and we haven't talked about this, but the Zona Plus communicates to the cloud. You are able to track what you're doing, and they're using it for telemedicine in Belgium. So they're using this so that they can take care of people at distance.
So you can share the results with your doctor, and that helps to assure compliance. You can also participate in kind of a social network, right, of peers who are doing this.
Yep, you can share. You can choose to share it. The information with your physician. You can choose to share it in a social network, and we're working on one where you can sort of compete with people to see who can really keep themselves steady and doing good for long term. Mm-hmm. So we can give them encouragement to run.
Yeah, and the nice aspect of that is that you can upload your data, and at first when you do it, you know, frankly, you're not going to be perfect. There's nobody who's going to do it perfectly, and I imagine that with repeated uses, after a couple of weeks, you get much better staying in the zone of optimal grip strength. It's kind of a knack that you learn, and then you'll get a graphical display showing what percentage of time you're in the zone, what percentage of time you're out of the zone. And I think that really will help for some, you know, especially gearheads and wonky people, you know, engineer types. They'll really like that kind of feedback.
They do. We had a recent mention by Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof coffee and executive fame, New York Times bestseller guy, and his people are what's called quantified self people. They want to know everything about their body.
Yeah.
And boy, the response we got off that was through the roof, and we started getting responses. Did you know that this lowers blood pressure? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I think we knew that, but they were thrilled anyway.
Okay, so let's get to practical matters. For our listeners who are interested in taking the Zona Plus for a test drive, how can they do that? And there is a special offer via Intelligent Medicine because we believe so strongly in this device.
Well, we've put a special offer in for your listeners, Dr. Hoffman. And if they go to tryzonanow.com, we'll give them an absolute try it for 3 months, money-back guarantee. And in addition, we'll give them free FedEx shipping and $50 off. So it's a special for your people at tryzonanow.com.
Okay. So let me get this straight. Somebody gets it and they don't like it for whatever reason. You know, they can't get themselves to consecrate 10 or 12 minutes a day to do it. They find it a nuisance or whatever. You know, they decide, I'm just going to go on meds. I'm for whatever reason, they can then return the device and they can get...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a try it, you'll like it kind of guarantee.
It is that. If they don't like the color of it, they can send it back.
Okay.
What we want people to do, this is so counterintuitive and it's so breakthrough and it's so new. People haven't heard about it that much. And so what we want people to do is not be afraid. We want them to step up and take control of their own health. And in doing so, we want to make it as easy as possible. And for us, the easiest way to do that is to say, look, we're going to tell you that you're going to be satisfied with your results, you're going to be happy with the device, and we want to give you 3 months to try it out because, you know, it's going to be 2 months before you know in some cases. So you have to keep doing it. Just keep trying it and see what happens. There's no risk to you. In fact, I'll tell you this as an added benefit. Any of your people that call in, they're 3 months, they think, I want to keep doing it, but I want another month. Just call. We'll give you another month. We're not trying to push this on people. We're trying to have people take control of their blood pressure.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of what holiday's coming up. Hey, maybe this would be a good Mother's Day gift because, you know, you can get your mom whatever, a new blender or a new, apron or something. But this is a gift that keeps on giving because if you can restore someone's health, either reduce their medicine burden or keep them from going on meds, that can be a real gift that pays lifelong dividends.
One of the things that I would say is for kids that have elderly or more elderly parents, if the parents are willing to do this, the one of the things, and I'm aging, I'm now starting to feel my age. One of the things I don't want to do is have a stroke and be a burden on everybody. And one of the things the Journal of Hypertension said was that with drops like this, that statistically they should see a 46% reduction in strokes population-wide. So, you know, in addition to helping your parents, you're helping them in a way that allows them to live a quality life. So I agree with you.
Well, you know, I have to admit, full disclosure here, you gave me a demo model that I use just to try it out. I don't have hypertension, but I felt that I have a 97-year-old relative who's on blood pressure medication, and I tried it out with her, and she really likes it. And she's still doing it a couple of weeks into it. Every time I go over there, she shows me. So, you know, that's a good thing that we got something that really anybody in the family can use. And, you know, it doesn't require that you be a techie to master this approach.
No, you don't have to be a techie, and pretty much anybody can do it. If your physician's told you don't do any exercise under any circumstances, I would not recommend it for you. But if you're allowed to walk up one or two stairs, not flights, but just stairs, you know, physically you should be able to do this.
You know, I will say this, and you know, I can say this as a physician. You know, you're saying this, I think, in an abundance of caution, but studies have actually shown that bedbound individuals with advanced congestive heart failure improve in terms of their heart function when they're given a simple ball or device to squeeze, because that even that modest exercise can improve heart function. So you almost can't go wrong unless you're practically on death's door. You know, I guess there are some cases.
I would agree with you, but as you said, we try to be careful.
Indeed. You know, CYA is a good motto. Okay. So once again, let's give out the information. It's the website Zona Health, but specifically TriZonaPlus.com.
TriZonaNow.com.
TriZonaNow.com.
TriZonaNow.com. And that gets you the special offer. That's geared just for your listeners, Dr. Hoffman. So there's a special offer for that.
Mention Dr. Hoffman.
And actually, if you're just on the web, it'll actually automatically take care of that for you. But if you call our toll-free number, mention Dr. Hoffman, you'll get the discount. It's 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-ZONA. So that will get you the same offer either way, because we want to take care of your people.
Okay, well, and I want to take care of my people, and I'm really excited about getting the word out, and that's why we've consecrated this entire podcast to describing the unique attributes of the Zona Plus, something that really can be extraordinarily beneficial for sufferers of hypertension. Thanks so much, Steve Wood, for joining us, and thanks for your dedication to this project. It really is it's a great business, but it's also a great humanitarian project, getting the word out about.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Like this. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. I appreciate the opportunity and just invite people to try it. They'll like it.
Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.